And the recommendation from the review committee was considered by the state CTE board. They went through each application one at a time, starting from the highest ranked ones to those that were lower ranked, and our Career and Tech Center and the application that we made was awarded $3.131 million, so $3,131,000 and change, to go ahead and proceed with our building renovation and addition. So we're going to use that to the best of our ability. We did ask for $4.8 million, so we are hopeful that we'll be able to put the $3.131 to the best use possible, but then also look forward to and hope for the opportunity to complete the rest of that expansion and addition with potential future funding. The state CTE board did talk about how important it would be for them in the future to go back to this next legislative session and reiterate to them how much need there still is to expand programming throughout the state and grow the programming we have already in the state. So there is a one-to-one match acquired of the grant. Three options kind of on the table for that. They would consider donation of the current land and building as an in-kind match. So that is one option that would be considered by the Valley City School Board, who currently owns our building and the lands it's on. Another option would be to use ESSER funds or other funds that the Valley City Public Board might have available to them for that match. And the last third option would be to ask the taxpayers to provide that match toward that grant. So
does the match have to be 3.1?
Correct, one-to-one match. So in order to receive 3.131, we would have to supply that, or either in kind or as a financial match. The way the grant was written would be the building and grounds would be acquired and then added on to. The grant was written that way so that a donation of the land and building could be counted as an in-kind match. So the 6.262 would be to purchase the land and buildings from Valley City Public, and then the 3.131 in this case would be applied to the renovation and addition to the current center. So the liquid cash would be the 3.131 to do the... Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, so if Valley City Public Board would elect not to donate the land and building, then we would be purchasing the land and building from Valley City Public for that amount.